ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. American Mark Fogel, held in Russia since drug charges in 2021, has been freed, says the White House. ABC's Patrick Reeval.
Fogel's case was known to reporters. He was one of those Americans who was believed to have been seized by Russia over the past few years to be used as a bargaining chip. And I think clearly the timing of his release now is notable.
No details how it would work, but President Trump, while hosting Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House, said that the U.S. will not buy Gaza, but will take it, redevelop it, said there'll be land in Egypt, Jordan, and maybe elsewhere for the 2 million Gaza Palestinians, and that it wouldn't cost taxpayers anything. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu threatens to resume fighting in Gaza unless more hostages are released Saturday. Just hearing now from Hawaiian Airlines that a flight from Honolulu to Seattle returned to Honolulu after takeoff Sunday because of smoke from an engine. Nobody hurt. This is ABC News. Grocery stores, including Trader Joe's and Costco, are enforcing purchase limits on eggs amid a shortage due to bird flu. The Army is seeing a dramatic rise in enlistment.
December 2024 was the best December in years for Army recruiting offices, with 5,877 people signing up to serve. That makes it the best December in years and puts the Army on track to meet its 2025 enlistment goal of 81,000 new recruits. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth credits the election of President Donald Trump, but August, 3 months before the election, saw even more signups than December. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The nation's other military branches are also recording a surge in signups. Man in Massachusetts, the first person in the country to try new Alzheimer's nasal spray treatment. It's designed to reduce inflammation in the brain, a common feature of many neurological diseases. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
An overnight low of 4 degrees with flurries possible for Wednesday, 19. Cloudy with snow throughout the day, 1 to 3 inches expected. Maybe another inch of snow at night. Wednesday night, a low of 3. 16 Thursday with some sunshine. And Friday, 24. Snow likely by late evening. 2 to 4 inches possible overnight. A high of 25 Saturday.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
100.9 WRCO.
This world barefoot, that's the way I plan to go out. No shoes, no shirt, in a tiki hut, sipping umbrella drinks from coconuts. The warm sun melts my problems, ice cold beer, crawfish boiling, sandy toes, photo bombs, my pictures of the ocean, the smell of suntan lotion. No worries about tomorrow, I'm making footprints in the sand today. I'm living off nothing but good vibrations. Always barefoot, always living on vacation. I came into this world barefoot, that's the way I plan to go out, yeah. I came into this world barefoot, that's the way I plan to go out. Sandcastles and salt water, I can see your hair getting blonder. Mind if I got lost to sea with you and your dark tan body? Our love revolves around the sun. It gets stronger when we soak it in fun. The humidity's like a cool breeze as long as you're right here with me. I know heaven can't be too far from these postcard perfect waves. I'm living off nothing but good vibrations. Always barefoot, always living on vacation. I came into this world barefoot, that's the way I plan to go out, yeah. I came into this world barefoot, that's the way I
go. I'm living off nothing but good vibrations. Always barefoot, always living on vacation. I came into this world barefoot, that's the way I plan to go out. Yeah, I came into this world barefoot, that's the way I plan to go out. I came into this world barefoot, that's the way I plan to go out.
ABC News This Hour is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Supplies for cows to ferrets and everything in between.
Friday night, hot spot sign in the parking lot. Free beer, ribs, ham, all about a big jam. Paid a double cover, then we walked inside. Betty Lou started laughing, said, look at them guys. Violin, keys, drum, saxophone, some long-haired singer singing, looking half stone. Sign outside said country band, but the fiddle's out of tune and they ain't got a telly man.
Bartender said, see the man pounding on the keys from a hazard. I'm told that he taught Jerry Lee. Heard his sister was married to Irving Berlin. Plays anything from chopsticks to Chopin. Said, I don't care if he wears cashmere, got a wig on his head and is deaf in one ear, or if he goes by the name of Ludwig Van. If the fiddle's out of tune and they ain't got a telly man. Lick a chicken, pick a telly man. Finger-licking, chicken-picking, telling man. At 2 a.m. they were breaking it down when I heard the singer say, hey, how did it sound? Don't you come around picking these bars again till you tune that fiddle and you get yourself a telling man. Chicken-picking, telly man. Tick-tock, clip-pop, string-pulling, telly man.
Bend or old fender, kick it off, telly man. One, two, three, four.
Taste the difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Up and at 'em when the rooster crows.
That was Frankie Justin with Jesus Mama and Cold Beer on Country and Community. And good evening, or good afternoon. My name is Tim Thied, and I am here sitting in for Bo Hinrichs for the rest of the afternoon, and hoping you're having a great Tuesday. Sounds like we're going to have some nasty weather coming our way. There is a winter storm warning for Grant County starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow until 3 a.m. on Thursday. Up to 6 inches is expected. And there's also a winter weather advisory out for Richland, Grant, and Crawford counties. And that's from the same time, 6 a.m. until tomorrow until 3 a.m. on Thursday. And only 3 to 5, they're talking for us. We'll just wait and see. I know the last storm we had nothing from it, but this one's a little different. Looks like it's increased on the day before. So if you have to get out and about tomorrow, please do so with caution. And if you don't have to go anywhere, please stay home. And that way you'll be safe. And just want to let you know, because of tomorrow's impending weather, the Boaz Lions Club meeting that was supposed to be held tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. has been canceled. And speaking of meetings, there are 3 meetings going on this evening. The first is the regular meeting of the Boaz Village Board, which will be held on Tuesday, February 11th at 6 at the Boaz Community Building. So as I said, that's tomorrow. Also, the Rolling Hills Toastmaster Club meets the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, so they'll meet tomorrow night, or meet tonight, from 6:30 to 8. Meetings are held at Eagle School in Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information, call Zoom, or for more information or Zoom link, call 608-604-7743. And the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 is holding its monthly meeting tonight, and that's at the American Legion Post. Comradeship starts at 6:30 tonight, with the business meeting starting at 7. All VFW members are encouraged to participate, and those that are eligible are encouraged to attend. So 3 big meetings going on tonight in the Richland Center area.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
WRCO 100.9.
Should've been easy, but it wasn't. Should be painless, but it's not. Should have seen the truth in you, but I didn't. Should have done a lot of things, so what? So what? If it hadn't been for losing you, I'd still be back in Jackson. Settling for settling and getting what I've got. But where I am and who I am is well worth every lesson. You could say I've learned a lot. Yeah, you broke my heart, so what? Could have cried a river for you, but I wouldn't. I could have just laid down and given up. Could have tried to be somebody I wasn't. Settling and getting what I got. But where I am and
my girl?
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting
she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me.
We'll be right back.
hard to know the truth when it's all over. And every time I look back, I just get more confused. So I replay every kiss and every clue I might have made. Something more. I just don't understand how love slipped right through our heads.
On WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The family of American teacher Mark Fogel says it's beyond grateful, relieved, and overwhelmed that he's heading home after his release from Russia. The White House announced it. Fogel arrested on drug charges in 2021. Sitting with King Abdullah of Jordan in the White House, President Trump again warning Hamas to release all hostages by 12 noon this Saturday.
I have a Saturday deadline, and I don't think they're going to make the deadline personally. I think they want to play tough guy. But we'll see how tough they are.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu threatens to withdraw from the ceasefire in Gaza if the militant group does not release more hostages Saturday. California Governor Gavin Newsom in Altadena, his work begins on wildfire debris removal.
I know this is hard. I know we're well aware of the friction around staging areas. These are temporary issues.
Wall Street, the Dow up, NASDAQ down, S&P about even. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Area girls basketball tonight. Highland plays at Belmont. Boscobel is at Ithaca. It's also Reedsburg at McFarland. North Crawford is hosting Lafarge. Richland Center is home against Viroqua. The Hornets are coached by Jeremy Cooey.
It was good to actually get all the girls back and have a week of practice with no injuries or illnesses. And, you know, we have some minor tweaks and lingering issues, but nothing major where it's keeping anybody out of play. So it's nice to be able to get the time with them in practice and then see that translate over to the game.
Here the game tonight, Viroqua at Richland Center in area girls basketball. Boys action includes Viroqua at River Valley, Broadhead at Dodgeville, Ithaca at Kickapoo, and Weston at Wazika Steuben. Boscobel is at Riverdale. Fox Sports is projecting a Super Bowl record average audience of 126 million U.S. viewers across television and streaming platforms for Philadelphia's 40-22 victory over Kansas City. The NFL offseason won't last long. By the time the Eagles complete their victory parade Friday, it'll be less than 2 weeks until the scouting combine kicks off in Indianapolis. And of course, not too far down the road, the NFL draft on April 24th in Green Bay. Marquette is back in action tonight after dropping a couple of places in the AP rankings. They are now at number 18. The Marquette Eagles will be at home against DePaul this evening. And I'm Phil Nee with sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
An overnight low of 4 degrees with flurries possible for Wednesday, 19. Cloudy with snow throughout the day, 1 to 3 inches expected. Maybe another inch of snow at night. Wednesday night, a low of 3. 16 Thursday with some sunshine. And Friday, 24. Snow likely by late evening. 2 to 4 inches possible overnight. A high of 25 Saturday.
And thanks for that forecast, Phil. And actually, now they are talking for tomorrow, 2 to 4 inches expected. The heaviest will be south of Richland County. And as a result of the impending weather, there is a winter storm warning for Grant County starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, and it'll last till 3 a.m. on Thursday. Up to 6 inches of snow is expected. And there is also a winter weather advisory for Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties from 6 a.m. tomorrow until 3 a.m. Thursday. 3 to 5 is expected for out of that storm. And as a result of the impending weather, the weather that is coming in, the Boaz Lions Club meeting that's supposed to be held tomorrow night at 6:30 is canceled. And we do have one school closing that did get called in. Fenimore Schools will not be held tomorrow. So that's our latest update on all the closings and cancellations. And we'll keep you up to date right here on WRCO 100.9 on any other cancellations that come in. And just to let you know also, it's cloudy outside and our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 15 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Yeah, baby, let's go. My baby always told me, boy, just be yourself. The way the good Lord made you, can't nobody else quite do like you do. Stay the way you stay, that's something to be proud of at the end of every day. So I'm gonna keep a country like the radio. If you want to know me, all you need to know is I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up, find myself a mud hole, go and get a stuck in a towing camo. That's just how it is, but I ain't trying to hide. What you see is what you get, what you see is what you get.
That's right, yeah.
I go out to Bass Pro, yeah, cause that's my second home. People call me backwoods, I just tell them thank you. Cover up my tattoo, something that I can't do. I'ma be myself just the way that I was raised. I don't see a problem, probably never gonna change. I like sitting in the trees, waiting on a deer, chilling on a river. a deer, chilling on a riverbank, killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is her and these four words: Thy will be done, Thy will be done, Thy will be done. I know you're good.
Just that was Thy Will by Hillary Scott and the Scott Family on Country and Community. Our time is 4:43. Temperature is 15 degrees in Richland Center. And remember, we do have that winter storm warning for Grant County starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning until 3 a.m. on Thursday. Grant County could receive up to 6 inches of snow, and also a winter weather advisory for Richland, Crawford, and Vernon County during the same time span as a result because of 3 to 5 possible inches. inches. And then one more time, I wanted to pass along that we have a couple cancellations. One is a school. The Fenimore Schools is closed for tomorrow, and the Boaz Lions Club meeting that was supposed to be held tomorrow night at 6:30 is canceled. This Paul Harvey program is sponsored by Utter Brother Creamery. Utter Brothers combines a love for quality with a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for families and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. It was coming. Crusty old Captain Colon could feel it in his bones. And there were other signs as well, or at least so he thought, to impress the younger seamen of the crew. There were the long, oily waves rolling in from the southeast. There was the peculiar, unevenly rising tide. There was the inexplicable squalls that would rise angrily and subside suddenly. And the veiled cirrus clouds rushing in with remarkable speed across the sky. And look out there, the captain insisted, pointing a gnarly finger over the bow. And indeed, there did seem to be more seals and more porpoises in the vicinity in these recent hours. But mainly, Captain Colon felt it in his bones. For along with the humid, heavy, oppressive, almost palpable atmosphere came the telltale aching in his rheumatic joints. Severe as it had been off the coast of Sonoma, many summers past, and on Hispaniola two autumns after that, he remembered it well. And it was coming again, the most dreaded phenomenon a sailor can encounter. The old captain's lips trembled even to utter the word, Urucan. Urucan. And then as his fretful eyes glanced toward the horizon, he glanced toward Port Santo Domingo. They must be warned, he declared to his first mate. Promptly a dinghy was dispatched with news of the coming storm. But upon receiving the message, the island's governor, Ovando, broke out laughing. In fact, it amused him so that he read it aloud to his lieutenants, who also responded uproariously. Captain Colon, the old fool. He ought to be hauled into permanent dry dock, they exclaimed. He'd always been a little soft in the head, and now he was casting himself in the role of a prophet and a soothsayer and a foreseer of storms. When the sarcastic merriment had died down, Governor Ovando sent a reproachful reply to the captain, who was lingering at the harbor's entrance. It said, in effect, go away. A fleet of 30 vessels bearing a fortune in gold was preparing to sail out from the Ozama River and head for home. There was no time right now to play silly games with a demented old seafarer, so Captain Colon heaved a sigh and set sail, and eventually he anchored in a remote spot off the island's leeward shore. And there he safely rode out the fury of the storm, which he had known would come. But this is the rest of the story. The floor of the Caribbean is laden with treasure. Countless tons of gold and silver and gems deposited there over centuries past by the same recurring terror, the Hurricane. We call them hurricanes. The fleet of 30 ships sent out by Hispaniola's Governor Ovando in June of 1502 was torn to shreds by one such. Somewhere among that wreckage scattered for miles along the Mona Passage is a gold nugget the size of a dinner plate. But now it's gone, perhaps forever, along with the bones of hundreds of officers and crew. Because nobody heeded the warning of a has-been sea captain who'd seen the Hurricane twice before and who knew what it could do and who could feel its approach in his bones. A wise old Italian explorer, now fallen so far from Spain's royal favor that he was not even permitted to take refuge in the harbor at Santo Domingo, on the island which he had discovered 10 years previous. Of course, back then, he was a hero named Cristobal Colon, and then later distrusted and ridiculed as an admiral whom history reveres as Christopher Columbus. And now you know the rest of the story.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
And remember, tonight we have high school basketball action. It will be Viroqua at Richland Center in girls action, and you'll be able to hear that game, the broadcast of that game, right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Phil Neal will be making the call for that game, too, and the pregame will start at around 7:15 this evening.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health, a the same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Hey, this is Dave Grant with Civic Media. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Burnt again. Kenny here with my Easy Bake Oven. I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
100.9 WRCO.
Stares into the mirror at the shell of a man he once was. At the hard evidence of what living for the dollar one day does. He thinks about the things he's gonna change. Soon as he gets back up to speed, then the nurse comes in with something for the pain and says, is there anything more you need? He says, yeah, more life, more time, more faith. And the rest.
hearts of mine to breathe deeper, love stronger. Stay in the moment, one moment longer. Less anger, less worry, more life. He says, I've been a mover and a shaker, buddy, second to none. With a will of steel, I could close a deal. You bet your life I got it done. Lately I think about the ones I might have hurt and how easily I reasoned it away. What did I think it all was worth? 'Cause there's nothing that I own I would not trade for more life, more time, more fame, and the presence of mind to breathe deeper, love stronger. Stay in the moment, one moment longer. Less anger, less worry. There is a woman who has loved me faithfully, and children I can't believe are grown. God knows why only now I see the one true happiness I've known. Breathe deeper, love stronger. Stay in the moment, one moment.
School one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. Secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen.
It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The family of American teacher Mark Fogel says it's beyond grateful, relieved, and overwhelmed that he's heading home after his release from Russia. The White House announced it. Fogel arrested on drug charges in 2021. Sitting with King Abdullah of Jordan in the White House, President Trump again warning Hamas to release all hostages by 12 noon this Saturday.
I have a Saturday deadline, and I don't think they're going to make the deadline personally. I think they want to play tough guy. But we'll see how tough they are.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu threatens to withdraw from the ceasefire in Gaza if the militant group does not release more hostages Saturday.